Good morning. Last week, on Friday, we started with the sixth parak, Maseches Shavuos. We discussed a lot about the border, the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. Now, again, the names of the cities were a little bit difficult to identify in terms of how they are called in a modern-day map. But ultimately, there are some areas of Eretz. There were three categories that we discussed. There's an area where it's Leinechav Leinevad, that you can't do anything. You can't eat the pears from there. In other words, pears which would be usher to eat during Shemitah would be usher from there. You can't work that area. There's another category of Nechal, of Olenevad. You're allowed to eat the fruit that comes from there, but you can't do the work from there. Then there was a category which we consider to be Chutz Laaretz, considered to be out of Eretz Yisrael for all purposes, and you can work there, you can eat the fruits from there, and there are no limitations on that. That was what we discussed in the first Mishnah in this parak. And again, in terms of the exact location of it on the map, that's already a different discussion. The Mishnah Beis goes on to discussing Syria. Now, Syria was one of the areas which was captured by, it was taken over by David HaMelech, but it was before the official Kibush HaAretz. So it was not necessarily considered to be Nechbash, it was not necessarily considered to be captured and given the permanent stamp of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it had kind of like a quasi type of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael with it. So the Mishnah discusses what the halach over there is. The Mishnah says, Oysen betalash besuria v'leva mechubar. You're allowed to do work with what's disconnected from the ground, but not what's connected from the ground. The Mishnah is going to give a few examples, but the Rav, the Gemara, the truth is, I believe it's the Yerushalmi, which discusses why it was this way. Because the truth is, it has a din of Chutz Laaretz. It is Chutz Laaretz. It's not part of Eretz Yisrael. So why are there limitations on what can be done? So the Yerushalmi explains that we didn't want, since it's so close to Eretz Yisrael, we didn't want it to be such a close travel for people to go ahead and settle for the whole year of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore people will leave Eretz Yisrael, they'll be mishtakea, they'll settle down in Syria for a whole year, they'll have the leisure of planting, eating, doing whatever, however they want without the limitations of Shemitah, they'll come back the next year. So Chazal didn't want that to happen, so they made an issur midrabanan on a lot of the work during Shemitah. However, they did not treat it with the same level of intensity as Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, stuff which were disconnected from the ground were mutzah. The Mishnah gives a few examples. Dashan, Vizarim, Vidarchan, Ma'amrim. You could do Disha, which is threshing it. Zarin is as you throw it into the wind. Darchin is the process of squeezing the grapes out. And Ma'amrin is when you gather it together. It's interesting that the Rishonim discuss why the Mishnah chose this order. Emor is when you make piles. It's seemingly the first thing that you'll do, and then afterwards you should discuss the Disha, the Zaira, and the Darchan. But ultimately, that's how the Mishnah says it. Of a light kaitzin, you can't do a harvest. Play baitzin, play maizkin, kaitzin, baitzin, maizkin, all different terms that are used for different types of plants. Kaitzin is used for grain, baitzin is used for grapes, and maizkin is a term which is used when you're cutting down olives. Klal, Omar, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva gave a rule, a general rule of thumb when it comes to working in Syria. Anything that you can find a heter to do in Eretz Yisrael, what does that refer to? That refers to doing with a shinoi. Now there's a whole laundry list of opinions on what this is talking about, because it's not clear exactly where it is that Rabbi Akiva was referring to, that there is a heter to do something b'shinoi in Eretz Yisrael, where you'd be able to do it l'chatchila in a normal fashion in Syria. Either it's talking about something which was shamor, which was not mufker, someone does not mafker his peres during Shemitah. So then there's a discussion what the halacha, what that is. Does it become aser? Is it mutter b'shinoi? If that's mutter b'shinoi, if it's mutter to do that in a different way in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps that would be the case, that it's mutter to do it in a normal fashion in Syria. Others explain it to be talking about with talosh and mechover, what's connected to the ground or what was disconnected from the ground. But ultimately, that's the rule of thumb that we have. Anything that would be mutter to do in Eretz Yisrael with a slight shinoi, with a bit of a change, that would be mutter to do in a regular fashion in Syria. We'll continue, Mirz Hashem, with Mishnah Gimel tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.